the $100 MBA show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net or send me a tweet on Twitter. BIZ Republic is my handle, BIZ Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question is from Tony, and Tony asks, I want to start an online business, but life gets in the way. How do I get started? Tony, I'm sure that there are many listeners out there that have the same question. I'm going to give you my straight up honest advice on how to get started, how to kind of fight through that whole thing where it's like, I got so many things to do in life and there's other things I have to get done. How do I fit it in? How do I make sure that I get started and have some momentum? Because getting started is so important, and having a routine to continue to work on it is so important. You have to get it out there. You have to launch and have a business to see if it's successful. There's only way to find out is to actually go out there and do it. But how do you get it done when things are always on your plate, when you have a lot of things going on in your life? I answer this question and give you my personal advice when it comes to this topic. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Whether it's hosting your website, design services, marketing services, or SSL certificates, HostGator's got your back. They are the all-in-one website hosting solution. And guess what? They do it all without breaking the bank. They're giving everybody a great discount, 25% off. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OmarHookup. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OmarHookup. So Tony asks, I want to start an online business, but life gets in the way. How do I just get started? Tony, I'm going to give you my simple answer, and then I'm going to break it down. And remember, every time I answer a question on Q&A weekends, it's all out of love. I want to see you win. I want to see you successful. So sometimes I'm just going to give you the straight truth, and that truth is going to help you get there. So my short answer or my direct answer is, you got to make starting your business a part of your life. You say life gets in the way, right? Whatever that thing that is consuming you, a part of that needs to be your business. And it's actually that simple. But I'm going to give you some strategies to make sure that that happens. But before that, let's just talk about some truth here. The truth is that the reason why you're not getting anything done is that because it's not a priority, period. That's just the truth. And it's not saying that you don't have important things in your life. You might be dealing with a lot of things that are pressing right now. Maybe it's not the best timing right now. I don't know what your personal situation is. But the bottom line is the reason why anybody doesn't get anything done is because it's not a priority. People don't exercise because it's just not a priority for them. And it's not to say that, oh, bad person, they're not making it a priority. Maybe there's something more urgent right now. Maybe they have to do something else that's critical, and there's just simply no time to exercise in this time in their life. Now, obviously, this is an extreme example. Most people are not in this situation. So you better be careful what you actually define as critical. But the bottom line is you need to make your business, starting your business, a priority. And it sounds like you're serious. It sounds like you want to get this done because you're asking this question on the show. So you need to take a look at your typical day. You need to take a look at what consumes your typical day. What do you do? What is not as important as starting your business? If starting a business is so important to you, you want to get the starter, you want to get it off the ground, you want to start making that transition, look at your day. What is not as important? Don't worry about how little time it takes, even if that something is 30 minutes. Let me give you an example. When I started building businesses on the side about 12 years ago, I had this regular ritual every morning. And a part of that ritual was watching SportsCenter. I would watch the sports highlights of the day before, and that program was about 30 minutes. I used to love it. I enjoyed it so much. It was great. But then I decided to cut it out, 30 minutes, and instead I started working on my blog. That was the first step of my journey as an entrepreneur, started blogging. I would maybe draft half a blog post in that 30 minutes, and then the next day I would finish that draft. So you might be asking, well, can I have just some relaxation or fun? I mean, that sounds like a boring life. I'm just working all the time. Well, I have a couple of answers to that. One, you can if you're smart about it. I mean, now we have podcasts, which are so awesome. I mean, I download the podcast called First Take, which is a sports podcast on ESPN. It's with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. And it's a lot of fun. It's a talk show. And I learn about what's going on in the sports world. But I listen to it while I'm working out. So I don't watch the program, waste a half hour. and then work out for an hour. I just listen to the program for half my workout, and the other half I might listen to a different podcast or maybe listen to some music. The point here is that I'm utilizing the fact that I can listen while I work out. My other answer is, it's okay if you sacrifice, and business is going to take sacrifice, and this is a very small sacrifice they're making. And if you're enjoying your business, and you're enjoying what you're building, it's going to be a whole lot funner than watching SportsCenter in this example. And that's what I realized really quick. So your first test is just look at your day. What are you doing that's less important than starting your business? Whether it's TV, video games, maybe chatting with friends, whatever it is. I'm not saying you can't have a social life nor have any relaxation. I'm saying that you need to sacrifice one of these things to get started. And what's going to happen is once you start dedicating 30 minutes or an hour a day on building your business, starting your business, you're going to start to enjoy it. And you're going to want to stop after 30 minutes or an hour. And you're going to realize, oh, I kind of like this more than playing Halo or whatever video game is popular these days. So see what you can sacrifice to start your business. The other thing is don't work in a bubble. Join a community of people that are doing the same thing. Of course, you can join the $100 MBA for $100 for a lifetime membership. And with that membership, you're part of our private Facebook group that's buzzing, that people are asking questions, are encouraging each other, that are helping each other out. But without giving myself a shameless plug here, you can join any community. The point here is that don't work in a bubble. Work with people that motivate you, that help you, that don't make you feel like you're alone in this. It's true. There is safety in numbers. There is help along the way when you have somebody with you, encouraging you. Somebody you can just say, hey, I'm not feeling it today. Could somebody help me motivate myself? Or I have an idea for a blog post, but I'm stuck. Does this sound right? You just need a sounding board and need somebody just to help you get you going or get past a roadblock. One of the last things I want to mention before I wrap up is a really, really important thing you need to do if you're going to get serious about starting your business. And that's having a discussion with everybody that is very closely related to your life. So if you're married, your significant other, tell him or her that I want to get serious. I want to start my business and it's going to take X amount of time every day. I need your support. I need you to be on board and help me out and keep me in check. If you live with friends, same thing. If you have children in the house, same thing. Everybody has to be on board. They have to help you out. You can't have forces against you. Now, I'm not saying that your significant other or your family is going to be against you, but if they don't know what's going on, they're not going to understand why you're so busy. You have to tell them. You got to include them so they can say, oh, I get it. All right, this is a little bit different. You're not going to be doing this anymore. You're going to be doing something else. It's very important to get your environment in order for you to do well in business, because your environment will influence you. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. One of the things we love about HostGator is their 24/7 live support. That means you can reach out to them via phone, chat, or email any time of day, any day of the week. I love this because even if when I'm traveling, I need to make a change on my website, I need to make an update, I want to register a new domain name, I can do it with HostGator anytime I want. Plus, they're an all-in-one website hosting solution, so anything I need on my website, they can hook me up. And they do it at an amazing price. In fact, they're giving everybody an amazing discount. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OmarHookup. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OmarHookup. To wrap up today's answer to today's question, I want to start an online business, but life gets in the way. How do I get started? You got to get organized. You got to get committed and organized. You know now you want to start a business. You got to now decide what you're going to not do anymore and do instead. You got to make a part of your life. You got to get the people in your life involved and on board. And you need to get the support of others. So when you're having your off days, they're there to help you out. Listen, Tony, and everybody who's listening right now, I've been there. Everybody has to go through this stage where they have to make that decision and say, this is important to me. I got to do it. I got to find a way to do it. There's always going to be something in the way. There's always going to be something that we have to sacrifice. There's never a perfect time. I mean, think about it. When is the perfect time? There is no perfect time. There's only one perfect time, actually. It's now. Because the more time you wait, the more time you're wasting. So get started, even if it's just a little bit right now. Even if you're just dedicating 30 minutes a day, it just gets the ball rolling. It's the consistency, it's the commitment that matters. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Remember, guys, if you have a question, we love to answer it. Just email us at contact@100mba.net or send me a tweet on Twitter, BizRepublic, BIZRepublic. Tomorrow is another Q&A weekend episode where we answer a question. We have a great question from Vince. Tomorrow we're going to be answering his question, which is, I want to partner with someone in their business. How do I approach them? We get into it in tomorrow's episode, but before that, I want to leave you with this. It's the end of the year, and for many people in many parts of the world, this is a busy time. It's a family time. It's a holiday time. You know, New Year's is around the corner, and a lot of people celebrate. So you might find it hard to get things done in your business. That's okay. This happens. My advice is accept that fact, but don't let the consistency end. The momentum is very important. If you spend normally 2 hours a day working on your business, and you have to kick it back to a half hour a day, that's better than nothing. Make sure it's never nothing. Keep it consistent. If you work 5 days a week on your business and you have to kick it back to 3 days a week, that's better than having no days a week. It's okay to kick back, but keep it consistent. Keep the momentum. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.